Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
Dom Giordano on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
Representative, welcome back. Thanks for joining us in Philadelphia. You represent portions of York County. Pleased to have you in Philadelphia.
Yep.
What the heck is wrong? Why are you going after this? These guys are just having a summer camp here.
Right, just a summer camp, hanging out, you know, spreading the good word of democracy all across our country, right? So I found out about it because someone sent me this video clip of a, you know, Pennsylvania, quote, influencer going to this thing. I was like, who's paying for this? Is this, you know, the Team PA thing, the Governor's Slush Fund entity? Is it campaign related? Is it taxpayer funded? So it's taxpayer funded. The governor's office funded this event. This is what we know so far. They invited, we don't know how many or who, but invited national social media influencers, not Pennsylvania, national influencers into Pennsylvania, into Philadelphia, right by your house. And they discussed, quote, democracy. This is the only people we know who talked at this event. Senator Bob Casey, and we know the senator doesn't show up except for election year, so you know it's got to be political when he shows up.
Well,
there, right?
Might I add, they have nice napping chambers over at the Franklin Institute after Casey spoke.
Oh.
That's my reporting, but I'm, you know.
There you go. Obviously, the governor was there. They had the Department of State Secretary Al Schmidt talk. They didn't have election officials, Republican and Democrat. There was MC'd or the person in who had a headline in it was one of three brothers who created an anti-Trump political action committee, Super PAC. So that was there. That's obviously nonpartisan. We know a former Democrat congressional candidate from Texas was there. We know there is a LGBTQ advocate from the Midwest somewhere there. We know there were some influencers from Pennsylvania, West Virginia, and New York. The reports we're getting, obviously they're commenting on this, are it was great to be with like-minded individuals. So that's not a nonpartisan event. And all this was paid for by taxpayers' expense. So the big question is, you brought these people in. Did us taxpayers pay for their hotel rooms? Did we pay for their food? Did we pay for their lodging? Right? What did we pay for? Obviously, was it comp? Is this an ethics violation? Should this not be put on some campaign reporting stuff? So it's problematic on numerous fronts because obviously it was not a nonpartisan event. The governor's office has been completely silent on the list, the agenda. Who was invited? How did they get selected as being invited? Our typical Republican influence, were they invited, you know, nationally? You know, Charlie Kirk, other individuals nationally, were they invited?
Hey, let me interrupt. I'm only 5 minutes down there. I'll walk over there.
We're sorry.
Say, how you doing, Josh? Yeah, that's it.
Right.
Yeah.
And you know, what kind of misinformation? I mean, obviously, to me, they're setting up on telling these individuals what to say about the election. Like, if it goes their way, here's what we're saying. If it doesn't go our way, here's what.
Why get all your holiday decorations delivered through Instacart? Because maybe you only bought two wreaths, but you have 12 windows. Or maybe your toddler got very eager with the advent calendar. Or maybe the inflatable snowman didn't make it through the snowstorm. Or maybe the twinkle lights aren't twinkling. Whatever the reason, this season, Instacart's here for hosts and their whole holiday haul. Get decorations from the Home Depot, CVS, and more through Instacart and enjoy free delivery on your first three orders. Service fees and terms apply.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
What we want you to say. To me, that's more electioneering than, an election 101. This is how elections are operated in Pennsylvania. Here's some election, county election officials, one from a Republican county, one from a Democrat county, right? This is how things are run. But that's not what we're hearing came out of this event. It was a big cheerleading. We need to stand with democracy, and the only people that do that are Democrats.
Yeah, and again,
their presidential candidate.
Yeah, represented the word misinformation. So they set up these things using taxpayer money. They hide them as best they can, but they're always the conference around misinformation. The same thing he did when he brought in Homeland Security and all these others. And what they're up to, that's their offensive side, these influencers. The defensive side is to go after, under force of law in any way they can, I guess, anybody that has questions about their antics in the upcoming election.
Right. And, you know, I know one of their topics was drop boxes. And they say drop boxes are safe, they're secure, there's no issues there. You know, we had a DA from Lehigh County,
Martin,
that reviewed the video footage of individuals handing in more than one ballot. Mm-hmm. We had a governor admit, you know, him and his wife submitted more than one ballot. Though that's not necessarily fraudulent votes. Those are illegal votes. State law says you can hand in one. If you hand in more than one, any ballot after one doesn't count. But that's considered misinformation and an attack on democracy, just following the law and not having these orchestrated Democrat executive branch, Democrat court sign off on election policies that manipulate elections and go against the actual law.
Kudos.
What they say is misinformation.
Kudos to you for being on top of this. We're going to see a lot more of it. So what is it that concerns you the most when it comes to election integrity? You, Seth Grobe, as we go forward 98 days to the election.
Number one are the drop boxes. Illegal voting occurring at drop boxes. That's the number one concern, because we know individuals will hand in more than one ballot. State law does not allow that, but because they're unsecure, there's nobody there watching them, we will have illegal voting. And unless somebody does a right to know on the footage, even if they have cameras, there'll be no evidence. So you have to do the right to know every single week, ask for the videos, and go review the videos. That's my number one concern in Pennsylvania with this upcoming election, is illegal voting through drop boxes, handing in multiple ballots.
Now, where you are in York County, I'm not sure about York. I've only been to parts of the state a few times, not recently. Fracking. We have Kamala Harris, Hellbent 2019, a lot of footage.
Mm-hmm.
Get rid of fracking. Where you are or your sense of it, if people now are blitzed with, in Pennsylvania, I think that's the first thing to deal with her candidacy. How about you?
Oh, yeah. It's a death blow to our economy. It's a death blow to our national security. It's a death blow to national economy. We have engineering firms and construction firms that do work because of the fracking industry. So, you know, that touches every county in Pennsylvania because where fracking is, it's not populated. And it provides basically a huge economic boost for those areas. So a ban on fracking is destruction of our economy. It'll be really, really bad for every single county and hundreds, if not thousands, of workers who rely on that for their livelihoods. And two, like, if your goal is to be subservient to other nations, you know, it's a good policy, right? We don't want drilling here. We want to go buy our oil from people that want to kill us in our way of life. you know, if that's your policy agenda, that's how you get there. So I think it's disastrous. And Pennsylvanians need to take a real hard look. You know, Democrats rejected her as a presidential candidate back when Joe Biden ran in 2020. She was not popular. She was not well liked. So people need to remember her very liberal agenda of, you know, economic destruction. You think Joe Biden's bad and the inflation, the cost. I tell everybody, if you want to go vote and you're not sure who to vote for, go buy groceries, take your grocery receipt to the polling place and look at the ballot and look at your grocery bill.
Well put.
That's how you make
well
your put. Decision.
Exactly. Keep us in the loop on this and other things.
We'll do.
Are you in the camp? What's Harrisburg say? Do they think Josh Shapiro is going to be the VP nominee?
It's back and forth. I think people would say his ego would want him to be there. You know, I mean, the most dangerous place in America is getting between Josh Shapiro and a camera these days.
Yeah.
So I think his ego would love to be the vice president's candidate, but the guy wants to be president. So I'm not sure it's necessarily in his best interest to meet that, because if Harris wins, you know, potentially you're stuck as vice president for 4 to 8 years, and then you're tied to all of her policies, right? So do you necessarily want to do that? Or do you like to be out there being considered? But he's got problems. I mean, the entire pro-Palestinian, anti-Jewish sentiment, the Democratic Party doesn't want him. You know, as a failed governor on education, right? I mean, he's, oh, I want school choice, hasn't gotten it done. So all the anti-school choice advocates don't want him. They signed letters saying we don't want him because he hates public school, but you know, the school choice people don't like him either because he's vetoed school choice legislation. So, like, for the political dynamo he's in, he's created quite a opposition group around education. So, ultimately, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if he'll get the nod. And I'm not, to be honest, I'd probably take a pass at it this year, and continue being governor of Pennsylvania. But that's me.
Well, Representative, thank you. Thanks so much. Anytime, we welcome you in Philadelphia.
Will do. Appreciate it. Thanks.
Dom Giordano, weekdays noon till 3 from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.